Hello, and welcome to StarCase Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Zvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at StarK. Today, we are going to learn about paper products and Kashrus. Are all paper plates kosher? Are all parchment papers kosher? What about wax paper? Does it require a kosher symbol? The answers are best understood once we understand the process of manufacturing paper. Do you know that the first step in making paper is called pulping? Mills take the pulp in dried sheets, which they mix with water and other additives, known as sizing agents. Due to economic or environmental concerns, many mills purchase pulp made from recycled fibers that may contain starches that are usually corn-based and pose a potential problem on Passover. In order to certify pan liners for use on Passover, StarK ensures that all of the pulp is made from virgin wood fibers that contain no starch. Do you know that the next kosher concern in the papermaking process concerns the additives, called sizing agents? Used to improve the quality of paper, some additives may not be kosher. The ability, for example, for paper plates to repel water or grease is determined by the type of additive that was added to the paper at the mill. Even though they are effectively butyl or nullified, StarK ensures that kosher alternatives are used. After going through the wet end and the dry end in the papermaking process, potential kosher concerns may surface again in the next stage, the size press. This is where the paper passes through rollers that shower on a coating, which allows the paper to resist grease, water, and heat. Here, citric acid is added to the silicone coating, which may present a problem on Passover. StarK carefully monitors the use of this additive before certifying the paper for Passover. After drying once more, the paper goes through its final stage, where it is wound onto large rolls and sent to the converter. The finished paper is wound onto parent rolls, which can be as much as 30 feet wide and weighing close to 25 tons, and is then cut into usable sizes before packaging and distributing them. Parchment paper, used by candy makers and commercial bakeries as well as homemakers to avoid sticking and burning, is produced in a similar fashion. If you have ever boiled frozen raw gefilte fish loaves, this is the type of paper they come wrapped in. The coatings applied to parchment paper are also of potential kosher concern. Wax paper can also present some kosher problems. It is wise to buy only wax paper bearing a reliable kosher certification, since although most wax papers are coated with paraffin, a petroleum-based wax, most suppliers manufacture both paraffin waxes and tallow-based products on the same equipment. A cross-contamination may occur if adequate systems are not put in place to safeguard against it. Well, you can now consider yourself StarK informed. To learn more about paper processing and kosher, visit StarK online, www.star-k.org, and read the archived article, It's Kosher, on paper only. This has been Rabbi Zvi Goldberg for StarK Kosher. Until next time, take care.